Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. We're back with the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I needed someone to understand my ups and downs. There you
Jeff Calkins is columnist of the Daily Memphian, also host of the Jeff Calkins Show, 9-11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He's on X at Jeff_Calkins. Jeff, how is it going?
It's good. Is well.
I hear you. Are you have you looked into buying a Penny Hardaway candle recently?
No, I have not looked into. What do they cost? What's the price of them?
I haven't been able to look. Connor, can you get on that? Can we see what they cost? The 1 cent candles. Yeah,
I don't buy candles much, you know. I bought them.
I'm a big candle guy. I love candles.
Really?
I love candles.
You buy candles for yourself. You just like pour yourself a hot bath and light up some Penny Hardaway candles.
Absolutely, yes. Drink my bottle. Drink my glass of rosé while I do such with my bubble bath. Yeah, love it. Right. Absolutely.
I applaud that. I think that sounds fantastic.
Well,
I mean, you know, the jokes have all been told about the Penny Hardaway candle.
Yeah, yeah. But there's he is.
They come in 1 cent.
Yeah, but he
wants all the smoke. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's not much smoke coming off a candle. They're $25. Connor says
they smell good for the first half of the use, and then all of a sudden they become pretty acrid and smell much less good.
Yeah, I hear you.
That was John's joke. It was this year. But anyway, so...
Well, whatever.
You got to say you would not have predicted. If you could have said Penny was going to go into some new line of something, right?
Candles was not.
How would you ever imagine candles? I mean, what's less likely? You know, Penny Hardaway, you know...
Line, maybe, something like that.
Pajama line, yeah. Exactly. So I don't know. It's kind of crazy, but I don't begrudge anyone trying to make a buck.
Yeah.
And maybe he particularly likes candles. His restaurant, you know, Penny's Nitty Gritty in the hotel across from the arena. Like, that's no longer Penny's restaurant.
Yeah.
I don't blame Penny. I don't blame Penny for that. He wasn't in there cooking the stuff, but. That didn't work. So maybe candles will be more successful.
But he's a salesman, sort of shown to us by the PJ Haggerty commitment today. How about that? That's phenomenal. Phenomenal
Any of
start.
You who ever doubted that there would be players? The one thing I never doubted was there would be players. I really never doubted that there would be players. And it's a tremendous get. Yeah. I mean, according to most rankings, the number two ranked guy in the portal. And listen, you can say all you want. Yeah, let me see how it looks when they actually start playing. I'm not falling for it again.
Sure, you
right?
can say that. You can do that.
And that's all fair. But you know what? It's a lot better to say that if you actually have the players.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Than if you don't have the players. Like at the end of Josh's tenure, honestly, even at the end of Larry Finch's tenure, he didn't have the tenure. Larry didn't have the players in that last year. And Penny, here we are, coming off what most would say is a pretty disastrous year. Strikes early and with a really impressive signing. So, well, not signing yet. You can't
commitment.
Sign yet. It's your verbal commitment. So, no, I think it's a... You couldn't have had better news today.
Well, and that's the thing too. You get him early, and he's probably the cornerstone of the program heading into next year. Like I just based on what he did at Tulsa in this conference, like now you can just spend your time building around him, finding defensive pieces, finding role players instead of trying to get distracted with trying to find your guy going into next year. Especially if David Jones isn't coming back, you have that knocked out. Now you can just build.
Do you assume because of this that David Jones is not coming back?
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm just saying
Jones is sort of the cornerstone, right?
Yeah,
but
right now, in the event, because we talked about it the other day, we agreed that if you're building this thing, you have to assume David Jones isn't coming back. You want to build this thing with that assumption in mind. And this is the perfect sort of cornerstone in the event that David Jones does not come back. And even if he does come back, I think I'd feel pretty good about their offensive firepower if PJ Haggerty and David Jones are on the floor at the same time.
And I do think, and this is, you know, I'm not the first person to note this, that when you get a guy who has played 1 year of college and has multiple years of eligibility remaining, that's very different than a guy who is heading into his fifth year, let's just say, and has 1 year. And it's different for two reasons. One is, you might be able to keep them, you know, for more than a year and build some of the continuity that we've all thought would be useful. And B, I also just think there's sometimes a different mindset. You know, if you've been, I know we applaud experience, but sometimes when you're down to that last year, you just feel it's time to get everything you can get. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's easier to senioritis, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, this level of experience, this level of veteran, a veteran who, yeah, sure, has done some things, but also has the potential to stay in college for a while, is, and maybe, you know, we continue to think about what's the best way to work the portal. Maybe that's the best. You know, the best way to do this is to get players with experience, but also with some runway with your program.
Yeah, because they have not done that the past 2 years.
They have not done that.
But this is kind of interesting to think.
Kendrick was down his last year. Kendrick, and that worked out fine. You know, not just fine, spectacularly. So I'm not saying it can't work.
What's interesting about this, though, this is the first domino of how many that are going to fall this offseason in the transfer portal. At least seven, right?
Yeah.
At least seven. If not more than that, because they're going to have eight open roster spots if David Jones comes back. I mean, it's kind of insane how much he's going to have to build this offseason. Like, this is very fun, but there's a lot of work still to be done.
A totally new team has to be reconstructed again. I mean, it really is. It's like an AAU team, you know? You're just totally rebuilding a team from scratch. I mean, Nicholas Jourdain, you know, Ashton Hardaway, we think. And then then go build the rest of the team, right? It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. It will make for some entertaining radio content.
Cause sure. They're,
one way or another, the commitments are going to, you know, he will get the right number of players. Now, whether they will be the right players, that's an interesting question, but so far, so good.
Yep. Now, also in college basketball, Eric Musselman to USC, getting out back to the West Coast. I really want to focus on that Arkansas job, though. How good of a job do you think that is? I would say top 20, top 25 job in America.
Yeah, I think, I mean, and I think he elevated it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, got
it back to where it once was. Like, the right. The pride they have around that program is already pretty large.
Right. I that's what I mean. But there had certainly been a lull and a backsliding from where it had been. And it's interesting. I don't know, like, how do Arkansas fans feel today? And you see different people tweeting different things. Jeff Goodman talking about the good work that he did at Arkansas. But I've seen, I've seen others tweet about how he, you know, burns bridges wherever he goes.
He doesn't stay anywhere for very
long.
Dan
Wolken, yeah, talks about how there's going to be popping of corks or celebrating in Arkansas because he's going to be gone.
I thought that was a little much, though. I'll say that.
It's the thing. I think he's been a good. I don't know. Obviously this year did not go well, but his tenure there fundamentally was a positive, and I don't know that I'd be popping corks about his departure. But I think you can chalk it up with, yeah, this is sort of what he does, and so that's fine. But yeah, it's obviously a good job. But as we've seen, like, who's out there? You know, yeah. What I mean? I mean, so you can say it's a good job. Louisville's a good job, right? I mean, Louisville's a good job.
Sure.
Which is a better job, by the way, Louisville or Arkansas?
Louisville, I think, historically.
Okay, and, you know, and most people, no one was blown away by the hire they made. And so I think it's hard to win the press conference these days. USC will, I think, don't you think? I mean,
yeah,
I think
so.
You know, if you lose Enfield but then get Musselman, that's recovering pretty damn nicely, really. So I think they'll win the press conference. I think it's a hard thing to do.
Yeah. Arkansas, one thing that they do have at their advantage, to their advantage, is they will pay you. They are not scared to throw money at you. Eric right. Musselman entered this year as a top 15 paid coach. I think he made $4.2 million a year. So whoever that next guy is, I think we'll get plenty of money. And I have the sneaky suspicion it'll be easier than the Louisville search, just because the Louisville is at rock bottom. Arkansas had a bad year, but they're not at rock bottom. And I like Chris right. Beard, well, Will Wade, Jerome Tang are the guys that have surfaced there, and I think those would all be good options, and I think all of them would absolutely think about taking that job.
I'll be interested to see who takes Will Wade. Right, who takes on Will Wade and the baggage that comes with Will Wade? So someone will at some point.
This is the distinction. His baggage is substantially different than the other guy that has surfaced in Chris Beard. His baggage was, I'm going to pay all these recruits when it's illegal. Now it's legal. Like, is that baggage?
Well,
do you think
troubled,
if you're,
I would be much more troubled by Chris Beard than I would be by Will Wade. In terms of what they did, particularly given that that what he did is now legal. So yes, I would be much but very clearly it's getting in the way of him getting jobs. Right? I mean,
yeah.
he wasn't even discussed at Louisville, as my understanding was not, and was never a serious candidate in Louisville. And you could only like his resume suggests he should be. And so the only reason he isn't is because of I'm not judging one way or another. I'm just saying that clearly the baggage there are some people who perceive the baggage to be an impediment.
My sense is it's less about what he actually did and more about how he carries himself at this point. Because even when he was at LSU, by the end, he never changed how he acted. He never really showed remorse for the whole situation. He just sort of left LSU high and dry, and they had to move on. Like, I think that's more of the baggage we're talking about. It's less about actually what he did.
Yeah, I can't. That may well be.
Right.
That may well be. Not a lot of contrition there.
Yeah. Now, Grizzlies, that was fun, I guess. But I guess the real point there is the Bucks stink. The Bucks are not good with Doc Rivers. They're 15-15, and they've lost two games in a row where they were double-digit favorites in completely different ways. The Wizards ran up and down the floor on them, and then the Grizzlies outscored them in the paint 76-36. They're not
right.
good.
Jaren went to town. They're very obviously they were not at full strength.
Sure.
Last night, no Dame, no Chris Middleton. last night, but it does feel like even if they're healthy, they're not going to be good enough this year anyway. And that's certainly what it feels like. You never know. You get to the playoffs, who knows how it'll go. But can I imagine them beating Boston? No, I can't. The Jaren show was tremendous, right? I mean, just the way that he took over right from the beginning, and then in the third quarter, he was just bullying Brooke Lopez, and then hitting the step back three. I mean, Jaren put on a show, and I continue to believe that the best story, I mean, the best news from all of this is Brandon Clark looking like, you know, we've talked endlessly about, do you want to see? Which players do you want to see? Why do you want to see him? Who's it's important? Who, you know, why is it important to see him? I feel so much better about next year having seen this version of Brandon Clark because he looks like Brandon Clark. You know, he's efficient, 7 out of 10 last night. 3 straight games where he's scored, you know, shot better than 55%, and you know, been in double figures. He looks like himself, and it's really impressive. I expected more rust than I certainly am seeing now. It's just been, really heartening and reassuring as you look to next year.
Yeah, and Connor brought this up, but you just feel better when you see Brandon Clark out there.
Yeah.
When you see him out there. And I think the team, too, like there's a calming influence he's had, I think, when he's out there on the floor.
I think he and Jaren are close.
Right.
And as Chris said today, you can 100% imagine that the closing lineup next year, whatever happens this summer, you could totally imagine that it could be, you know, stipulating good health, Ja, Desmond Bain, Jaren, Brandon Clark, and Vince Williams. Maybe Marcus Smart in there too. But like, they're going, they could be the second or third best team in the West and closing games with those 5 players. You can totally imagine that and totally imagine it being an effective lineup, even if you have Donovan Klingon or whoever else added to the mix to give you minutes. It's why I don't necessarily think what they're looking for is the starting center or the starting small forward. What they're looking for is someone who will fit into the puzzle and help them with matchups and whatnot. But it may well be that the most important minutes next year will be played with Jaren and Brandon next to each other.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are talking about the draft, and there's been a Tankathon and Bleacher Report had the Grizzlies taking Donovan Klingon at number 7. If you take a guy that high, usually you'd want to start him. I see a lot of people talking about not being comfortable with starting a guy like that. I don't think that really matters all that much. One, you could put Brandon Clark in, and you could get Donovan Klingon or whoever that big is involved if they're a rookie. But two, like, I feel kind of comfortable with Donovan Klingon if he had to start alongside Jaren Jackson Jr. He's not asked to do that much. We see what he does at UConn. I don't think it would be that big of an issue.
I also don't think that in one of the worst drafts that we've seen in forever, I don't think at all it's assumed that someone who, it's assumed if you're drafted by the Wizards, you should start. It's not assumed if you're drafted any more than it's assumed that James Wiseman would have started right away. Even if he'd been good, he wouldn't have started right away for Golden State.
But that's always the goal with a top 10 pick. Let's not fool ourselves.
I don't think if you're a contending team that has aspirations of a championship, I don't think a top 10 pick should start for you. I think it's a hole unless it's a LeBron or so, you know, and that level top 10 pick, of Wembanyama top 10 pick. Look at all the top 10 picks who have struggled. Just go to Detroit and go through their top 10 picks and look at and you'll see that a lot struggle. So yes, if you're a bad team, you want your top 10 pick. It doesn't bother me at all if the Grizzlies end up picking 7 or 8. That player, if they played a role off the bench, that would be fine. I don't care. I don't think they have to start.
Yeah. Now next year, I heard you and Chris talking about this. Make or break next year for the Grizzlies, like putting it all together. How much does next year tell us about what this team can actually achieve going into the future?
I think it's the next 2 years are make and break, because then Jaren will be heading into free agency. So But that means you only have two left. So, you know, and so, yes, next year is obviously important. But if next year went sideways because of injury or something unfortunate, you likely will still have the next year. So I don't think any year, one year is make or break, but next year is big because it's dwindling. We have 2 years left of Jaron on this deal. And so those 2 years, this was going to be one of the critical years, but we know what happened to this year. And so you've got two more. And so, yeah, next year is huge. But I feel better about next year than, you know, than I have in a long time because of what has happened this year. And so I feel better about next year than at this moment, you know, I felt about, you know, if you'd take them a year ago, if you'd ask me about this year, I feel better about next year than I do, than I felt about this year going into this year. Mm-hmm. So I feel pretty good about it. Look at what happens. Julius Randle lost for the season now. What are you to do with that? Kawhi Leonard goes home to have his knee examined. I didn't hear what the results of that
are.
That's
bad. It's never good.
I mean, you who the hell knows? It feels like, I mean, you just see teams routinely getting devastated by injury, and that can define your season. And so you hope for better luck next year. I couldn't be worse luck than what we've had this year, but you hope for better luck next year.
All right, now last thing, did you see the hockey fight last night, 5-on-5, Royal Rumble there style with the Rangers and the Devils? Beautiful.
I saw that they basically dropped the gloves at the drop of the
God, play. I love it. When we talk about extracurriculars and like sports, the hockey fight's up there. Hockey fight might be the best. Best thing.
Yeah, I saw at the Athletic they were doing a poll. Do we need this or do we not? And
yes.
The truth of the matter is that fighting in hockey, there is so much less. Like people used to joke, you know, I went to a fight and a hockey game broke out. And when you were watching the Flyers in the 1970s or 80s, that might have been the case. Most games you go to now, you will not see a fight.
Yeah,
you'll see whatever. If they're rough, it's physical. Whatever. Most games, there is not a fight. And so.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But
they're all damn gentlemen about it by the end of it. Once it gets broken up, they skate off, move on.
I have no problems with the fights. I know they're, and honestly, I say nobody gets hurt. That's not true in the sense of, now that we know what we know about CTE, there's been lots of stories about players who've played that enforcer role, who particularly back in the day were really just fighters on skates. And those, you know, there have been stories about some of those folks who have, you know, not fared well, as if they were boxers and see, you know, taking blows to the head and blows to the head and blows to the head. So I'm not, I, I'm not, you know, I'm not saying you should have. I think probably it's good that that sort of hockey has changed, that we don't have that. But I still like a good hockey fight.
It's hard not to like it. For
I
sure.
do not like a good hockey
For
fight.
For sure.
Yeah, well. And then this one, they try at the drop of the puck, they start fighting.
And it's just like they don't care. Like just zero care about the game. Like there is a puck on the ice, guys. You know, at the end of the day, there is a puck that got dropped.
Yeah, they all knew it was coming, evidently. It's been brewing for a while.
Yeah, and I always wonder, like, why don't they do it pre-puck drop? Like, what's the point? Like, why do you have to let the puck drop and then fight?
What do you think, by the way, about the news, about the Stephon Diggs news, that they have already told him that they will, after this year, he's they're tearing up his contract, he's going to be a free agent?
I think it
so
is.
They gave up a second for 1 year of Stephon Diggs.
At $22 million, it's genius. It was. I saw that,
well,
and I said,
"Genius." Well, here's the question.
It's beautiful.
It would be. It's genius. First of all, a second for 1 year of a player is a lot. And the argument would be, is you're going to get his best because
it's a contract year.
Yes, but maybe it'll be. You'll get him at his most selfish. Like, if he starts throwing the ball, if you don't give him the ball enough, it's a contract year. Are you setting yourself up for disaster? Or
I think it's better than the thought process behind having him for three more years at $18 million when he's 31 years old. That's why I think it's genius as compared to that alternative. I think the other alternative is way worse. To cut him off after this year, not have to pay his contract after this year, is way better than having to try to gamble for three more years on a guy who's going to be 34 or 35
it's
by the end of the contract.
Because most people wouldn't give up a second-round pick. And by the way, it's Minnesota's second-round pick, so it could be, you know, could be 30, pick 38 or something. Give up a second-round pick for 1 year of a receiver. But that is the definition of going for it, and I do applaud that. Right, and that.
But don't you agree? Like the alternative of having him around at $18 million for three more years is worse.
I guess
to have him on the books that long at that advanced age.
If you think, I mean, he's 30. So, but yeah, he's. I don't think he's an $18 million receiver anymore. So, so sure. I guess the alternative is worse. You're going to get. I did think this. The best year they were going when I thought he was on the full contract, the best year they were going to get out of Stephon Diggs was this year, right?
Yeah.
Because, A, that's his history. He comes in, he's on his best behavior. This is when he's at his youngest, so he hasn't started, you know, slowed. So this was going to be the best year they were going to get out of him. Now it turns out it's the only year they're going to get out of him.
Yep. Well, I appreciate it. Appreciate it, Jeff. Thanks for joining. That's Jeff Calkins at Jeff_Calkins on X, Daily Memphian columnist. Also host of the Jeff Calkins Show 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Now, this Saturday, April 6th, is your last chance to get 60% off at Robert Irwin Jewelers. The final 6 hour 60% off sale is happening at Robert Irwin Jewelers on Perkins Extended. The real deal, a real 60% off sale, no up to 60% off. It is real 60% off. No marking up to mark down. First hour starting at 10 a.m. this Saturday, get 60% off anything in the showcase. Diamond anniversary bands, diamond rings, diamond pendants, all 60% off. Designer jewelry, engagement rings, bracelets, earrings, necklaces, gemstones, even name brand watches, up to 60%, not up to, 60% off. Over 1,000 items to choose from. Special financing is available. Get up to 6 months interest-free at Robert Irwin Jewelers or take up to 60 months to pay. Do not miss it. The last 6 hour 60% off sale this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Robert Irwin Jewelers on Perkins Extended across from Laurelwood and Novel Bookstore. For complete details, go to rijewelers.com. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers. Now, we're a week into the Major League Baseball season, and I think we need to do a week in review. So we'll go ahead and get to that next right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
We've had a week of baseball in the books, and I think it's time to go ahead and get a week in review. I know it's a 162-game season. I completely understand that, and a lot of things will change. We have some flashes in the pan so far. The Tigers are 5-0 and at the top of the AL Central. Now, granted, they haven't played anybody, but they do have a 1.89 ERA, so that's very nice. You also have Some teams that are really struggling that I don't think will struggle for a long time. The Astros are 2-5 after getting swept in their opening series against the Yankees. But I do want to start with the good. Let's start with the AL East. I know Connor wants me to go there first. The Yankees are 6-1 after sweeping the Astros. And you'll ask yourself the question, like, what have they done so well? Why were they able to sweep the Astros? Is it, you know, Rizzo and Juan Soto and Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton handling business? No, Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton have not broken 200 as far as their average is concerned. Juan Soto, I think he's around 345, so he's been hitting well. But their pitching has been phenomenal. It really has been good. Besides opening day, they have a 2.53 ERA. And if they can keep that up throughout the year, I think they can cruise through the AL East. I don't think they're going to keep that up all year. A lot of injuries happen and everything else. But Gerrit Cole will be added to that starting rotation at some point. And I think they'll only get better from here. Now, let's talk about your Red Sox, Connor. They've been pretty good, man. They've looked good. Their young players have been stepping up. Tyler O'Neill has been an absolute plus for them since they added him this offseason. But your Red Sox lead the league in earned run average, 1.54. Do you still want to stop the count right now?
Absolutely stop the count, because that's what happens when you get to play the A's.
Yeah, 1.54 ERA.
Yeah.
That's not what I expect. They have a good bullpen, but their starting rotation doesn't put any fear in anybody.
Their starting rotation's one of those where it could be – it's better than it looks on paper. Their big offseason signings hurt for the entire season. If he was part of that rotation, it would definitely look better. The thing with the Red Sox and the Yankees, it's one thing that can be encouraging about them having a 5-2 record is that their best hitters are not playing well so far this season. Like for the Red Sox, Devers hasn't really been much of anything. Costas hasn't been really much of anything. They've been having the younger players step up for them, but it's just I can't help but feel like the Red Sox are a bit of fool's gold, because I just don't know if they're going to have a 1.5 ERA for the rest of the season.
You know what? You don't know. I do know they won't. They won't. They will not have that for the rest of the season.
I'm keeping it realistic. It's just I think that this season is going to be a little bit more fun than I anticipated for the Red Sox. I still don't expect big things, but I do think that they're going to have me tuned in at least for the whole season.
Old Nick Pivetta threw two starts, .82 ERA. That'll play.
Cy Young, baby.
That'll play Cy Young all the way for Nick Pivetta. Who knows? Early leader in the clubhouse. Now, the early leader in the clubhouse in the NL, and I want to transition there, is the Dodgers. It shouldn't be a surprise there. They have the two leading home run getters through a week, and that would be Teoscar Hernandez and Mookie Betts. But they're 7-2, and they look exactly how you'd expect them to look. Shohei, I think, only hit his first bomb yesterday, so he only has one home run with them. But Mookie Betts, if you're looking for somebody who is having the hottest start to the year, look no further than Mookie Betts. He leads the league in average. He has the most home runs with 5. He has the most RBIs with 11. He has the most hits. And he is just setting the world on fire right now. Mookie Betts looks phenomenal, but that lineup is so damn stacked, Connor. It scares me. And I don't want the Dodgers to get through and go win a World Series this year. They just spend more money than anybody, and it's frustrating, and they take everybody's good players, and they just run with it. But they're just too loaded. I mean, you have a starting rotation that's absolutely phenomenal in the grand scheme of things. You bring in Glass now. You have Ryan Yarbrough. Yoshinobu Yamamoto did not look good in his one start, but he's phenomenal. James Paxton can pitch, and he's a guy that's going to be lower in that rotation. And then when you look at their lineup, Mookie Betts, Austin Barnes, Will Smith, Freddie Freeman, Max Muncy, Shohei, Teoscar Hernandez, Jason Hayward, Kike Hernandez, it's not even fair. It really isn't. This pace that they're off to, 7-2, we talked about the Red Sox and their ability to be able to sort of keep this up as the season goes along. I believe the Dodgers will keep this up.
The problem with the Dodgers for the rest of the MLB is their pitching hasn't been great so far this season. Like,
yes,
they've given up like 50-something runs.
But they have
runs.
The names.
42 runs. They've given up 42 runs this season, but they've scored 57. So, yeah, they're going to be just fine because their pitching is going to show up at some point. It's just I hate how good they are, and I hate that Mookie Betts is their best player and maybe the best player in baseball. It makes me mad every single day.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
we got tough. Connor Wong, though, baby.
There you go. How about it? Now, let's go to the lowlights. Lowlights through a week. I only have two of them, but the Mets are the biggest lowlight. Did you know that as far as the salary tables are concerned, the Mets came into the year with the highest payroll in the Major League Baseball?
I did know that, yes.
$308 million, and obviously it's for other contracts that they gave out last year, Scherzer and all these different ones that did not work out. But they are at risk right now of dropping to 0-6 on the year with the highest payroll in Major League Baseball. And I don't think it's going to get better for them. They're not good. They don't really have, I mean, Pete Alonso and Francisco Lindor, that's fine. But they just don't have any redeeming qualities right this second. And their pitching's not very good. They're paying too many guys that aren't on the team right now. The Mets look miserable. And I don't know if they're going to be able to right the ship and look very good for the rest of the year. But we shall see. Now, here's the biggest thing. Oakland A's, they stink. No one cares about what they're doing on the field right now. No one cares. But I think what the people behind the scenes with A's do care about is if they play well. Have you seen what they've done with Astori Ruiz and what they've done with Brent Rooker?
Sending him down?
The Oakland A's, Astori Ruiz, through his first few games of the year, was batting .429. After that, they sent him down to AAA. And then Brent Rooker, who is really he's their only all-star, they benched him. And their owners now, as of today, have announced that from 2025 to 2027, obviously they're still trying to facilitate a move into Vegas, they're going to be playing in Sacramento, California. They'll play in Sutter Health Park, which is the AAA park for the Sacramento River Cats. It's 14,000 person capacity at home. Who's going to get, are they going to move the River Cats out? Are they going to have to stagger the schedule? It's kind of ridiculous in the grand scheme of things. But John Fisher, the owner for the Oakland A's, it's sad to see what's happened with them because they don't want them to be good. It feels very eerily similar to what I saw with the St. Louis Rams moving to LA way back when. They're purposefully making the team bad, putting them in bad situations, so the fan base in Oakland hates them and wants them out, and they can go do whatever they want. And then they can lean back on saying, we didn't have any the fan base showing up, and we weren't good. So, we needed a change. Getting to Vegas was the only thing we could make happen.
I saw a tweet from an Oakland reporter talking about how it's really unfortunate that, this move is bad for Oakland, it's bad for the fans, it's bad for the team. The only person that benefits is the owner, and that's why it's happening. And that just really stinks.
And he talked about this move too.
Just seems like
The River Cat Stadium in Sacramento. He acted like he got up in front of a mic and said, "We're super excited to be going to this AAA ballpark for 2 years." No, you're not.
You're excited because it means you can go to Vegas. That's the only reason you're excited.
I mean, he's a perpetual a-hole, and he's acting in bad faith every step of the way. It's frustrating, man, because the A's do have a home, and they have had a fan base that has cared about them for a long, long time. And those fans are completely turned off by everything that's going on.
Moneyball has turned into a historical document.
Yeah,
we're going to be telling our kids one day, back when, the A's were in Oakland.
Yes.
And they
were
beloved.
Way back when. Yes. Now watch Moneyball.
And Chris Pratt was their first baseman.
Yeah. Brad Pitt was, yeah. By the way, he looks way better than Billy Bean did, right? I mean, we can't.
Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
Like, looks-wise?
Yeah. That was a
yes,
terrible casting.
I'm
going to
say Brad Pitt looks better than most
casting.
Human beings. No.
That was a terrible casting.
It was a great casting.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You got to find somebody uglier. Come on. Let's not act like,
The hottest take from today's show.
Yes.
Brad Pitt's
better looking
than Billy Bean.
Brad Pitt, good looking. Let's go ahead and grab a break on that note, and we'll get to small talk right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
We talk ball every weekday from 4 till 7 p.m. Except right now, it's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. Now, I know I've hit it most of the day, but it's a tough day for me. I'm not in a great mindset because there's one bit of news that really broke my heart. I'm a little brokenhearted today, and you're asking why. Why am I brokenhearted? It's because we've talked for weeks, ever since the ACC tournament hit, about DJ Burns and what he could be as an offensive tackle in the National Football League. And there was reports from Peter Schrager and from Jim Nagy at the Senior Bowl that there were GMs that were interested, that wanted to reach out and see what his availability, what his mindset would be on making that switch. He is 6'9", probably about 320, 330 pounds, and he moves very quickly. He's athletic, and he seems strong. But when he was asked in the opening availability at the Final Four about if he would play in the National Football League, what his interest would be in playing football when the season's over. He said one word. He said zero. He has no interest in playing football. It's a damn shame. It's a crying shame, Connor, that we have this guy that's just built to play left tackle. I mean, just like if I had in a lab created a left tackle, it would look like DJ Burns Jr. And he has no interest. Now, he did say on the Dan Patrick Show he's not a closed-minded person. But even his coach, Kevin Keats, said that he has not received a call about him playing football. And he said there's no way he's going to play football. He's got great touch. He's not that bully that you guys think. You spend some time with him, he's a teddy bear off the court. All right, man. But this was hard for me to hear. This was hard for me to see today the news come down that DJ Burns Jr. has no interest in playing
football. I'm sorry that this dream of yours has been shattered.
I mean, I threw out a few DMs, some feelers to see if he needed like some summer training, that type of thing, to get him into the NFL. I would definitely facilitate that. I know some guys, or I could do it myself. I'd take time off the show to do it for him. That's how much it means to me.
Get you and Kyron together.
But
y'all can
Kyron,
teach him how to.
Yeah, get my guy Logan Tully Tillman too. That's one of the guys I know. But yeah, I don't know. This is tough for me to hear. It was not fun. It was not fun for me to learn this news. Zero interest.
Zero.
At all. It's like, buddy, you could make some money. Jordan Mailata just signed a 3-year, $66 million deal, and he played rugby 3 years ago.
I think he's probably just wanting to avoid having to be in, like, 30 car wrecks every game.
You know, the lifestyle's not for everybody in football, but you can justify the lifestyle by making millions of dollars every year. You can justify it. You really can. And he has not had a bunch of head trauma to this point in his life
that I know of, of course.
So, I mean, you know, he's got a couple of cracks at it before the head gets a little jumped.
Which team do you think could use him the most?
Oh, God.
The Panthers?
I don't. Are you asking me to project a fit for DJ Burns Jr. into the NFL? I mean, the Panthers drafted a left tackle 2 years ago. He stinks, but they drafted a tackle 2 years ago. The Bears? How about the Bears? Panthers are right there, though. North Carolina State, North Carolina connection.
Why not?
Why not?
Also, why not? Who cares?
You're asking me to project someone who doesn't want to play football to a football
team. Yeah, guys, another 60 seconds, didn't I?
Yeah, sure did. Sure did. And by the way, are you ready for the solar eclipse coming up on April 8th?
Yes,
coming up next week?
Yeah.
The last total solar eclipse in the continental United States until 2044. A path of totality where the moon completely blocks the face of the sun stretches across portions of 13 U.S. states as well as parts of Canada and Mexico. Can I say this? And I know they say 44 years yet. I'm tired of hearing how damn rare these things are. I feel like they come about all the time.
We had one a few years ago, didn't we?
Yeah. Like, why are they so damn rare? Like, people really go out of their way to buy, like, they make travel plans and get glasses to go see these eclipses, and it feels like it happens all the damn time, even though they tell you it's rare.
Please don't look directly at it.
I won't. We're not even going to see it here, I don't think.
We'll see partially,
but it's not. We're not in the direct path. We're not in the direct path. But let's go ahead and get to hour number three, and we'll start it talking some college football and maybe a little bit of college basketball with David Cobb. That's next right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play now.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
92.9 ESPN.
Hard work, dedication, and dreams. These are the keystones of success. But easily filing your taxes with TurboTax and Credit Karma doesn't hurt either. And getting your max refund guarantee definitely doesn't hurt. But let others think you did a lot of hard work to file your taxes when in reality, it was a walk in the park. No, you literally filed while walking your dog in the park. Winner! Because some key info is pre-filled for you so you can file quickly and confidently like the boss that you are. So give yourself the peace of mind that comes with getting expert help, because you're going places. Let's go! And make tax season feel like it's award season with easy filing.
yeah.
Know that you're backed by the leading tax preparer, TurboTax, and we'll show you all your filing options up front so there are no surprises. Feel accomplished and confident that your taxes are done right. File an Intuit Credit Karma today. Ah, yeah. Expert help not available with all products. Guarantee details available at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Lowe's knows pros need the right tools for every job. That's why we sell the largest in-store selection of Klein tools anywhere. Find new items like the self-leveling green laser level for just $159.98. Plus, shop the Connect pass-through socket set for $49.98, which you can only find at Lowe's. Shop Klein tools in-store and online today. Because Lowe's knows tools. Lowe's knows pros.
Hey, Howie, what's going on at the Robert Irwin Jewelers Diamond Showroom on Perkins Extended this Saturday?
The six-hour 60% off sale.
60% off? You mean up to 60% off?
No, let me clear this up. It's not up to. It is 60% off. Between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. this Saturday, you could get 60% off anything that's in our showcases.
This Saturday only at Robert Irwin Jewelers in the Diamond Showroom on Perkins Extended.
It's a legit 60% off sale. Do not miss it.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
A car is never just a car. Kelley Blue Book knows it's so much more than that. It's your commuting chariot, your road trip refuge, your I just need a reason to get out of the house. Your car is there for everything. And for everything car, there's Kelley Blue Book. Need a new set of wheels? Price it on Kelley Blue Book. Problem under the hood? Fix it with Kelley Blue Book. Can another car do the job better?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!